Beginn der Karin Dab, Mesach des Shabbos, der Af Kof Nun Vav, Beginn der Amid Peis. Beginn der Teis, der Masel, der Beginn so, the Gemara Kaldoi. Shais explains, what is this Kaldoi? Which, but the Gemara brought many stories regarding the Kaldoim, regarding what was going to be in the future. So Teis says, Bukulis to Gimash, but our whole topic, it sounds like here, the Hainu Chesim Bekechav, it's the stargazers, which, the Lekim Moshe Pirish Rashi, Barab Pesachim, which is not like Rashi in Pesachim, that could be Gimel of Peis. So the Gemara says, how do we know you're not allowed to ask Kaldoim regarding what's going to be? Shemak says, the Pasuk, Tom Tia Begoimer, I want you to be complete what Hashem has got. Now, what Pirish Rashi explains over there, the Hainu Oiv, that's the necromancy, the Kishuv of Oiv. Now that, our Sugya doesn't sound like that, because our Sugya, like we said, sounds like it's the star cases. But Kasha, moreover, the difficulty is, according to Rashi, is the Behedik Sev Al Tifnu Begoimer. The Pasuk says explicitly, Al Tifnu Elo Oivais. Now, if the Kaldoi is Oiv, and why would you need to come from the Pasuk Tamatiyah if you have explicit negative prohibition of all Tifnei Olaivis? So it says in the Sifri Tarash, and it's expounded in the Sifri, Menai Shein Sharelim Begur Rolis, how do you know that you don't go ahead and ask by lotteries what's going to be? Shnamalik says the Pasuk Tamatiyah, which that says Taisis, that's exactly like we're saying from our Sugya, because Begur Rol B'chiz B'kechavim, a lottery, and the stargazes, Chadim Elsi, it's all the same thing about the draw of the luck, the lot of the draw, it's all the same thing. Basically, that you're just going on what's it's going to happen versus being complete faith with Hashem. So that would sound like our sugya, but the way Rashi says over there, oy, that sounds like something very different, and therefore does not sound like Rashi from our sugya. Because next is Matzah begins with the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says, if it wasn't a dead animal from before Shabbos, then that's going to be a problem about Mokhtar. Tais brings a proof, Tais explains the proof of our Mishnah, that if something's prepared for a person, it's not prepared for a dog. Because our Mishnah brought from Rabbi Yehuda, the animal that was in the veil on Shabbos, he now caught up in front of the dogs, because Bein HaShemashas, it was not fit for dogs, because it didn't die yet, so therefore it's going to be Moksa. So Tais says, Tame, it's a wonder. Hechem Mokhem B'Psachem Perek Mokhem Shunagum B'Say B'Haz the Gemara proven B'Psachem Daf Nan Dvavim B'Beis. Ube Perek Amad B'Beis, also the first Perek Amad B'Beis Ma'ach Mastin from our Mishnah, the Gemara wants to prove in two other places. The Mokhem L'Odim L'Havim Mokhem L'Klavim, what's considered prepared for a person, is can only be prepared for the person. Which means to say, it's not designated prepared for using it for the dogs. In other words, for that utility, it is considered Mokhtza. And that you see from our Mishnah, says the Taisus, why? How do you see that? Lo'ilim, truthfully, I tell you, Mokhem L'Odim L'Havim Mokhem L'Klavim. If something prepared for a human being, it is considered prepared for dogs. And then why over here are we saying, where this animal was not an available from before Shabbos, so it's fit for people. And it still was saying on Shabbos, when it dies, which now it's not fit for a person because it's Nebela, which generally you give it to the dogs. We're saying it's forbidden to the dogs. That's not because it was before Shabbos, it was only Mukhala Adam, and thus making it not Mukhala Klavim, and therefore it's Mukhsa to use it for the dogs. No, Mishum Nahab Mukhsa Makmas Isser. The reason is because it has a different problem. It's Mukhsa because of the prohibition, Shlahaisa Ruya Chayel Adam, because it wasn't even fit when it was alive when Shabbos started, even for a person, because he now slaughtered on Shabbos. So a living animal is Mukhtza because of the Isser, that the only way you could use it is through prohibition, and not because it was fit for a person, which doesn't make it fit for a dog. It wasn't even fit for a person, because Mukhtza Makhma Sissa. How do you see Mukhla Adam? Love Mukhla Klavim, Malacha, Vamishla, Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Tirat Sri, the re-answer says, yes. The Yeshdvam Ru'in Litin Lefneha Klavim Chaim. There are certain types of things that are fit to give and put in front of the dogs, even when it's alive. Cooking Eifis, like Yitzman, like birds and things like that, where it's fit even when it's alive for me before Shabbos. Hilka, therefore, that's what they're being medayik in those other mesechdes. He loved the mukhan adam, loved the mukhan klavim, if not for the fact that they're proven from our Mishnah, that by being prepared for a person, it's not prepared for dogs. If you didn't say that concept, havishari leitin l'klavim, then it would be permitted to give these nevela to the dogs to eat on Shabbos. For the fact that the Tanna says it's forbidden to put the nevela in front of the dogs, obviously, the fact that it was prepared for a person is not prepared for dogs because it wasn't designated for that. Because the live animal, yes, even if it's alive, it's mukhan l'klavim. So then, therefore, wouldn't be mukhan l'klavim, my sister. Oh, only thing you're saying is that, no, when it's alive, we wouldn't yet say it, we're going to give it to the dogs. Who would give a live animal that you could possibly shech and use it for human consumption? So since it was designated still before it died for human consumption, we would not have it as a designation for dogs. And that's why, obviously, now we're going to say that it's going to be Mokhtza. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Meir Garz ben Masnitin, he has a girsa in our Mishnah to give a different answer. He says, actually, the girsa is supposed to be, Imlohis Nevela Me'er Yom Tevasura. not like we have in Erev Shabbos, as our Tosfos Damascus quotes. If the animal is not an avela, was not a dead carcass from before Yom Tov, then it's going to be us. Ah, Hashtos Shabbos Pshitis. Now you can answer the question very simply. The Muchen Shapala Adam. That's what the sugis over there are being medayik from a Mishnah. It was prepared for a person because you could slaughter the animal on Yom Tov, so it's not mukta for a person. And Ve'ena Mukta Machmasism. It's not set aside because of the prohibition, because there is no prohibition. Obviously, the fact that if it becomes Navela on Yom Tov, then you can't use it, obviously, because Mukhan Adam, which it is, because on Yom Tov you could shecht it, you could slaughter it, is Lohab Mukhan Leklav. To which Tay says, Vilin Hirali, no, it does not seem to be correct to me to amend the gears like the way Rabbi Yitzchok does. Because the Beresh Beya Daik, you know, because in the beginning of the Sefer Beya Dabbeis, the Gemara makes an inference from our Mishnah. The Gabi Shabbos, Sasim, Lontanik, Rib Shimon, regarding there's a different halachas of mukta regarding Shabbos as applies to Yom Tov. Regarding Shabbos, the Gemara says that we said anonymously the opinion like Reb Shimon. And they bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah, when it was anonymously saying an opinion, that anonymous opinion is like Reb Shimon, which says you allowed to cut up the gourds in front of the animal, and the animal that became in the veil, you allowed to put it in front of the dogs. Even though Erev Shabbos, it was not prepared for that. So obviously, that our Mishnah is talking about regarding Shabbos, not regarding Yom Tov. So Amakav Shabbos Masanias. So obviously, it is regarding Shabbos, not regarding Yom Tov, which would not be the way the Gears is trying to make it, that Me'erev Yom Tov and not Me'erev Shabbos. Another approach of Rav Pyrus Mefarash, he explained that the truthfully, yes, it is talking about Shabbos. So how is the Gemara with the Bima Daik that if it's prepared for a person, it's not prepared for dogs? What do you mean? It's nothing to do with that. Is the problem that you can't use it on Shabbos is because of Muksimat my sister? Is the Mishnah Yisera Daik. Their inference is from the extra wording. Because the Havala Lemisn and the Halacha of the Mishnah should have just said, if it wasn't in the Bailam from before Shabbos, it's going to be Asur, Besuloi. And you shouldn't have said anything more. And I would know that it's forbidden because it's Mokza, Machmas Sisser. The Maitzor Chloim and Lefisha Inu and Mokham. Why do you have to say because it's not prepared? The reason why we're saying it is to tell you this idea that Philav and Mukhlad Magami, that even if it would be totally be considered prepared for a person, totally, Shlohoya Muksamach Masisa, that it was not considered Muksamach Masisa. Let's say, for example, if it was a sick person, Binash Mashis, which then you'll actually allow to slaughter on Shabbos. So it's not Muksa for Adam, it's considered Mukhl Adam. Still, that's what the Mishnah is being coming to say, the extra words of law, that Lohoya Manamuchin, to tell you that Lohoya Muksamach Masisa, they would still not be considered prepared for dogs. And the reason for that is this concept that the Gemara elsewhere is being Madaik, because Mukhl Adam is not Mukhl Naklavim. That's me, P. Rabbi, that's from my teacher, which Taisa Zayr explained. He says, how you bring from this Mishnah and those other Masechtas, from our Mishnah, that Mukhan Adam is not Mukhan Klavan, isn't it because of Mukhan Machma Sisim? So to be explained, the proof is from this idea that you now put the Nevela in front of the dogs, even though the Nevela was fit for the dogs from before Shabbos, before it became Nevela, like birds, which the animal, the dog will eat even when it's alive. Obviously, for the fact that it's still fit for a person, because it was not Nevela yet, you could still shecht it and be kosher, it's not prepared for the dogs. And since it's not prepared for that, so therefore it's going to be forbidden to put in front of the animals, even though it was considered prepared for the dog, meaning the dogs could eat it, but it wasn't prepared for the dog because it could still be possibly shechted and used for humans. Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Rav Meir, he wanted to make the change of Girsa to Yom Tov. Then it actually is Mukhan Adam because you could shecht on Yom Tov. And for the fact that we're saying that it's still not put in front of the dogs, obviously because Mukhan Adam will have Mukhan Behem. But Rabbi Pius, he explains a third interpretation. He says the proof is from the extra wording of the Tana, Lepisha Inam Namukha. Why don't you say it's Aser? And we would know that the problem is because Muktzmach Masisa. Is because, no, we're coming to say the extra words that even if it would be Mukhla Adam, it still would not be Mukhla Klavim because Mukhla Adam not Mukhla Klavim. Tinek says, not as it begins with Gemara Shmuel, but he says, Alocha Kibshim, Alocha is like Kibshim. So he's going to explain, why did Shmuel have to say this over here if we already learned this idea from him previously? Because we have the Machlekes over here, Rebudim Shimon, if something that was not fit to be utilized in Erev Shabbos is not Mukta and forbidden the whole Shabbos, and Shmuel says, Alocha Kibshim, that's not Mukta. Says Tamilir, it's a 1 to 3. Tarti the Shmuel Amali. Why do I need 2 times Shmuel to say the same idea that Allah is like Shimon? The table he the karchi the zuzi should be enough from the Allah of the mats on the ship, the eiz lachelba v'rachel legizasa, and the when the goat is designated for its milk and the sheep is for the shearing of the wool, the shili parakam, which end of the first paragraph of your test of a bays, where Shmuel permits to move those things, and the reason is because Allah of Shimon that does not hold the extensive category of mukta. And therefore, you're allowed to move it, even though it wasn't necessarily fit to be used on Shabbos. So, why do you have to say over here, Halacha Zakim Shimon? That says, Taita Matir 2, the re-answer is the Mukta Dahasim Kim Mukta Dahacha, because the Mukta over there that he's saying is lenient like Rav Shimon is a more lenient category of Mukta than it is over here. Because over there, it's Mukta Machmas Mias. It gets discussed in those mats. And here, it's Mukta Machmas Isser. And Mukta Machmas Isser is a more severe category of Mukta, and therefore, Shmuel had to say also over here, Halachas like Reb Shimon, even though already ruled over there by the lesser category of Mukta, that's also lenient like Reb Shimon. Tanakh says the Master at the beginning of the Gemara, Tigim and Zir interprets it, Toma Behemoth Kachim, by Toma, an animal of Kachim. Trace asks that even if he didn't hold like Reb Shimon, he would still have to say Toma Behemoth Kachim. So what's the proof? Now the Gemara wanted to prove that Zir holds a look like Reb Shimon, that does not hold a Mukta because the Mishnah tells the animal does in Yom Tifnal move from its place because Mukta. Zir explains, he says, oh, because Toma Behemoth Kachim, where, yeah, you can't utilize it all, you can't take an animal of Kachim and put it for the dogs because it's Kachim. Sounds like, but if an animal of chulin would not be mukta, you would be able to fit into the dogs. Ah, that's like a b'shimen. That says Taisha, Tim and to wonder to the re. Hey, chimuchim ha'achad is really b'shimen. What do you see from here that it's like a b'shimen? Al karchach etzach lukma b'vehem is kachim. What do you mean? Anyways, you have to explain that Mishnah that is talking about the animal of kachim. Chimuchim perke in sudden, like the Gemara proves in Be'ed of Chavzaim and Be'ez. Mishnah nevesnit namideka, because the Mishnah itself is meduig that's like a b'shimen. Because Iktani Allah, we learned regarding that also below ha'chalash and nitmez, and also not regarding chal that became tamei. Now, we make the comparison, it's talking about these two halachas regarding the amulet that died and the chal became tamei, which tells us, ma chal, just like chal is talking about the kachim, something that's sanctified, it's like a truma kachim thing. So, av behemoth, so do the amulet, but tumah is the kachim. So, mekaych haydi yuka parachasim lamar ba'amimah, it's actually from that dikta, the Gemara asks, amar ba'amimah, Yama, that he says, moidir b'shim b'shim agrees, b'balicham shim esu chasim, regarding living things, that they die, that's going to be forbidden because of Mukta. What do you mean? The Gemara asks on him, from this Mishnah, it sounds like it's only Behemah Kachim that's forbidden, but that of Chulin is Muteris. So you have to say the Mishnah is anyways Behemah Kachim. So how are you proving that Ziri holds like Reb Shimon? Yeah, because of Kachim, to make the dig over Chulin. What do you mean? You have to say it's like Reb Shimon, you have to say it's talking about Behemah Kachim anyway because of the comparison to Chala. That's his place of Dachi Gerila Rad. So the Ri says, because of the extenuating question, that he answers the Hachakim Lon Lashas. What you have to say is obviously that the Gemara had a tradition and knew, Shalei Pir Ziri Kane, that's not why Ziri said it to one payment's Kachim. And Lemashim, the Bay Lokum and Kripa Shimon, only because he wanted to explain that Lachas Legim Shimon, and not because he had to say that in the Mishnah because it would be compared to Chala. And therefore, that's why the Gemara was also showing that Ziri holds like a Shimon. And Mipi Rabbi, that's my teacher, right? Although intrinsically not necessarily approved, but that was their tradition, that's why he said it. Not because of the comparison to Chala, but because he wanted to say Halacha is like Reb Shimon. Tanakh says about this, it begins with the Gemara of Reb Yechon. It says Halacha is not Mishnah, Halacha is like an anonymous Mishnah. If it's not who learned the Mishnah, Imadak and Mechul, you can't chop the beams, etc. Which says, to explain that don't say that even Reb Shimon agrees with that Mishnah, because the Gemara had asked the question, Reb Yechon holds Halacha like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Shimon. How could he say like Reb Shimon? Where do we find that he says like Reb Yehuda? Because he says Halacha is like Stam Mishnah. And we learned anonymous Mishnah said you can't cut the woods that for firewood on Yom Tov, and not from the beams that were ready to be used for building, and not from an old one that broke, because before Yom Tov wasn't designated for that. That's like Reb Yehuda. How can you say Halacha is like Reb Shimon? So this question of the Gemara, Taisa says, Tema L'Ri, it's a wonder to the read. Hey, Chemuch, Mahacha, the Lois, Reb Shimon, what do you see from this Mishnah that he holds like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Shimon, that he vaday Reb Yehuda, that we say that, oh, that because that Mishnah must be going like Reb Yehuda. How do you see that? The Shema is Reb Yechon, maybe Reb Yechon holds what's called Migadis Ketzer Leben Hashemash, this is Ketzer Lekul Yom, but once something was Mukta for twilight, starting Shabbos, it's then Mukta for the whole Shabbos. And hence, the Kurish and Nishbu, regarding the case of that Mishnah, regarding a beam that broke, a fellow the Reb Shimon and Nimikorn, Reb Shimon is Ketzer Leben Hashemash, he would agree that it was Mukta by twilight before it broke, because that's a Mukta Nachmas Chasar and Kiss, that's a category of Mukta, that is considered set aside because of a loss of money, because a beam that you can use for building construction, you're not going to use it for firewood. With the mighty Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon agrees to that halacha of mukta. And since it's mukta by Ben Hashemashes, so even though it breaks later on, and then it's, so to speak, not mukta, but he would agree if you hold to that principle of mukta, it's Katsoy Ben Hashemashes. Al-Bemesnit, in the contrast, halacha of Mishnah, which he says, you're allowed to cut up the gourds in front of the animal that died on Shabbos, put it in front of the dogs. That, loyas Katsoy Ben Hashemashes, there we don't say, since it's mukta ben hashmashes, so it's mukta the whole Shabbos, even when it dies, because the less lehu mukta mashi yemetz l'adam, because he does not hold that it's considered mukta from the fact that it's designated for a person. In other words, he holds that even though the gourd and the animal fits for a person, and it's not really meant for dogs, but that does not make it into mukta, because since ultimately it turns for dogs too. So how do you know Rabbi Yechanan does not hold like Reb Shimon? Maybe that Mishnah is going even like Reb Shimon. So he says, well, you write to Rabbi Latar. My teacher wanted to answer. The E is Reb Yechanan. No, you can't say this approach, because if you think if Reb Yechanan hold Migi discussed this principle of since it's Mukta Ben Hashemashah Mukta the whole Shabbos, how your Isa Vadal Taltal Behemish in the Snabbel Shabbos, then he for sure would say it's forbidden to move an animal that became the Bela on Shabbos. Sharei Nehisha is a really club and play Shechit to get the Rishalel, because you're right. Although, as we said in previous places, that before Shabbos, it was fit for dogs even before it was slaughtered, as we explained previously. So, okay, so maybe it's not muktzah for the animal, but meal atatla is asur, but to move it for sure would be forbidden, because the kulam moidah debal chayim hey muktzah, everyone agrees a living creature is considered muktzah, so have another name and make it discard, then we should say that since it was muktzah ben ashmash, it's considered for the whole day. Obviously, Rav Shimon does not hold the Megiddo Tzatzai B'Nesh Moshe, it's considered Kul Yomim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore you can prove that that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Shimon, because the only way you can say it's like Rabbi Shimon is based on the principle of Megiddo Tzatzai. But then says, Tzatzai B'Danti Lefnei Rabbi, says, but then I was started handling, I started evaluating this answer in front of my teacher, and said, no, Kimishi Rule Kulavim, since ultimately we're saying that it's fit for dogs, so therefore Mishumshi Muktzal Taltal, so just because of the fact that the living creature is muktzah to be moved, ain't long while usul atatl in the middle of Shabbos, that should not make it forbidden to move the animal when it finally does die on Shabbos. Me did have a personation, just like you find by fruits that fall off a tree on Shabbos. Diterlina time Bish Beya, where the Gemara has to say that the reason why that's forbidden, as says in the beginning of the second Beya of Gimel Adaf, is Shemigalabi Yitlach, because maybe if we let you have the fruits that fall off, then you might actually come to climb up the trees up and detach which is the rest of Kaitzer. But Mishum Muktzah is a Tautl. We don't say the reason why Nala moved those fruits is because of Muktzah, because Kim and the Chazla are even Baid Mechubar, because since it's fit for raven seed when it is attached, the Av Bishav Eis Chibur Na Yasur and Latautl, although when it's attached, you're forbidden to move it because it's attached to the tree. So you see that even though something that's forbidden to be moved does not become Muktzah because of that. So therefore, here also, that even though Kondra B'Yechon or Kondra B'Shimon that you would say Migid is Katzil Ben Ashman is Katzil Gul Yema, that would not make it forbidden to move it after it became the Vela. Because since it's fit for the dogs, it does not become muktzah, even though you can't move it. So on that, Matir Travis, my teacher answered, he said, the mistama masnitin from the stam of the Mishnah, which said that it unspecified, the halakha of the Mishnah was that you're allowed to cut up the nevela in front of the dogs on Shabbos, sounds like b'chol inyan ari. There was talking about in all situations, meaning whatever the nevela is, whether those animals that are fit for the dogs when it's alive, which are not all, those are like birds, or whether those which are not fit for the dogs. It sounds like the Bekulish are Rav Shimon, that all those types of nevelas Rav Shimon permits to put them under the dogs if it died on Shabbos. Ah, Bekulu Koyer B'Yechon, it's on all those kids, B'Yechon is saying, this is the halacha of Rav Shimon of the Mishnah, which is B'Loyla Mechza, but not halfway. And that's the difficulty. If you would think he holds Megiddo Katzil Ben Ashmashas, then he would not permit to cut up the animals that were not fit for dogs when they were still alive. So the fact that he permits all of them, obviously, see, does not hold Megiddo Katzil, because then it would be forbidden, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And from the fact that he permits it, obviously, it doesn't hold like that. And therefore, you have to, that's the more difficulty. Obviously, that mission over there is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, because all we said it could be like Rabbi Shimon is based on Megiddo Katzil. We see it does not hold to that. That's me, Pirabi, that's my teacher. So, Taysa had a difficulty. Says, why can't you say according to Rabbi Yechanan that Mishnah works with him? Because even that Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, because Migdash Katsoi, before it breaks, Trim agrees that it's forbidden, because the Muktzah Mechlas Katsoi Kiss. And only by our Mishnah, the Veli, he permits it, because according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not considered Muktzah, because it is fit for the dogs. And that Taisa says that obviously, he does not hold the Migdash Katsoi, because if not, then it's forbidden to move the Veli on Shabbos, because before that it was Muktzah, because according to everyone, the Baal Chaim is Muktzah. Which says, wait a second, you can reject that. You can say that even though it's muktzah, but still, it's fit before Shabbos, so you're not going to say migdash katzoi. It's only something that's forbidden because not fit, then you say that. Not to say answer. He said, but still, now Mishnah, we don't differentiate. And Rav Shimon permits to cut up all nevela, even those that were not fit for the dogs when it was alive. And obviously, because then he does not hold to the principle at all, the migdash katzoi ben ashmash is katzoi lekulian. So next says the master begins with Gemara Ba'omer B'Yechon, and says, Halach is not Mishnah, Halach is like an anonymous Mishnah. Shesham explains that this is what we say, Masechtas Beis, that regarding Shabbos, the what does it mean that the Tana was Sasam, like Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Yechanan says Allah is like Stam Mishnah. So Taisus brings that Bereish Beis, I mean the Gemara, Masechtas Beis, that Beis Amanav, the Gemara says over there, Gabi Shabbos, regarding the laws of Shabbos, the Sasam on Tana Rabbi Shimon, that the Tana was anonymously like Rabbi Shimon, which refers to our Mishnah, of Mechatkan, Sadlun, of Nehabahema, and the Beis in front of the dogs on Shabbos. So Taisus, Mashav, the Chashul, the Stam, and the Mastin, the Stam. It sounds like that the Gemara there is explaining that the anonymous opinion of a Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah is kind of like Stama. But the difficulty with that is because the end of our Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that it was not available before Shabbos, it would be Asr. So then, as Mefarshim explained, that's like Stam Achkach Machlekes. And then we don't say Halachi Stam Mishnah. So what does the Gemara mean over there? So that Amar Rabbi, my teacher says, Lamashim Stam Kamei Rabbi. It doesn't really mean because it's an anonymous Mishnah. The Vadi Loi Chashav Kestama, obviously that's not considered as a Stam Mishnah. Kivin Masnit Nami Polag Rebuda, since Rebuda disagrees. It's like Stam Akir Machlekes. So Bestama Lav Davka doesn't mean anonymous. El Chashad K'Rabin. It just, since it doesn't say who the opinion is, and Rabbi Yehuda does say his name, obviously he's the Yachid, and the Stam, which is really Rabbi Shimon, are the majority of the Rabbanan. That's why we say the Halach is like him, not because it's Tam Mishnah, but because it's Yachid B'Rabim, Halach K'Rabim, that's from my teacher.